All right. It is near the end of December, December 20th, right?
Yep, 20th. Friday the 20th, before Christmas.
Friday the 20th. And even my mom has a podcast. Hi, I'm Northern Reticulated Chipmunk. I'm sorry, Squirrel Von Fry.
Squirrel Fry.
Like, you even know what that is. It's a Simpsons reference.
Oh.
So how have you been, Mom?
I've been well. How have you been?
Still alive. Staying out of prison. Eating cookies. Tell us about these cookies you made over here.
Oh, I made a new recipe. It's called, I don't know what it's called.
Did chocolate. I ask for the, I said, tell us about, I made a new recipe. And then what, are you waiting for me to describe it?
Well,
like,
called,
what is that?
It's, they're snowball cookies, but they have mint in the middle. Mint cream.
Homemade mint.
Yeah.
I thought it was the York peppermint patty.
So it tastes like? Good.
Yeah, I mean, it fooled me anyhow.
Do you like them?
They're okay. Tyler said he ate two, and then I asked him if he liked them, and he goes, not bad.
Oh, good. That's a compliment.
He ate two of them, so he must not have hated it.
Well, he chows down. He had already ate like a plate full of spaghetti, so.
Yeah. Plate, cauldron, whatever, right?
A platter of spaghetti.
All right. Well, how about we get into the news?
Okay, I never checked it out like I told you I was going to.
Okay, well, that's good. So, Time has a person of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Who is it?
Elon Musk.
Donald Trump. Makes a lot of
sense. Vice President Donald Trump.
Makes a lot of sense. He lost a trial, got convicted of a felony, but now they're going to say not convicted because you're not convicted until you have a sentence, but they're not going to sentence him. And he got shot.
Can't sentence the president.
And he won an election anyway.
No, he got an assassination attempt.
He did.
On
he
him
got
twice.
Shot. He got shot. He had another assassination
honey, he
attempt.
He got grazed.
Was he or was he not shot?
It was grazed.
Was Donald Trump shot in the ear?
He got grazed in the ear.
Okay, so if someone did the same thing to you, you would say, oh, I was just grazed.
Yes.
Oh, sure. Anyways, he's your
Time
person of the year, all right?
Okay.
So no one's dominated a year like that since Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
I'm telling you, what's he going to do next year?
Well, the people have found a way to make fun of him over on X, formerly Twitter.
Formerly.
Yeah, well... So, you know who controls that? Elon Musk, right?
Yeah. So, what are they calling him? Vice President?
They're calling him Vice President Trump. You know that will get to him.
I think we'll get a t-shirt.
He will not like that. As soon as he hears enough people are calling Elon the real president, he's going to distance himself.
I hope
him.
So. But
that's
you know,
what's going to happen.
I want a t-shirt. I want a sweatshirt.
That t-shirt says what?
Says.
Vice President Trump?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know what that would look like necessarily, but...
Have a little picture of Trump and a great big picture of Elon Musk.
And he's like a marionette and he has like puppet strings or something
That'd
like that.
That'd be really good. Why don't you make one out?
In other national news, the bald eagle is on the verge of being made the official U.S. national bird.
Well, that's cool. I like eagles.
Am I on crazy pills or was this not always a thing?
I thought I always was a national bird.
And then now you're pulling this out on us, telling us, no, that was unofficial. But then what was this talk about Benjamin Franklin wanted the, like...
Vulture.
No, turkey.
A turkey,
right?
Yeah.
You're thinking of turkey, vulture. You're putting it together, but not quite the right way. All right?
I tend to do that.
So he wanted the turkey, and everybody else is like, no, that's a bird everybody will make fun of. Let's go with bald eagle. And they're like, fine. And then all this time, you can't touch a bald eagle forever. It falls on the ground. You have to, like, call the police or park ranger. If you don't know a park ranger, call the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Not unless you're Native American.
Native Americans can do whatever they want, but everybody else...
Well, no, for special ceremonies, I think, or something.
All this time, we were told you can't do anything with bald eagles. You can't make them fight each other. You can't use them to host a YouTube channel. Nothing. But it turns out it was all a lie. Is that right?
Well, it wasn't official.
Well, then what was stopping us from doing things like... Rubbing the grease from the bald eagle feathers to make candles or something, right? Like, why can't we do that?
Well, I don't know if there's a rule about the grease on the feathers.
So, the Charlotte Hornets, switching from birds
to basketball.
To Hornets.
To basketball.
Got themselves in trouble.
What
they did? They called some young fans up to the middle of the court. This is like halftime or
uh-oh.
Before the game or something. And they got Santa Claus out there as... their Hornets mascot fulfilling Christmas wish list. The boy wanted a PlayStation 5. They gave him a PlayStation 5. He walks back to his seat. He's pretty excited. He's holding PlayStation 5. They yank it out of his hands and say, yeah, that was just for show.
Seriously?
We're an NBA team. We spend hundreds of millions of dollars on a guy that can't respect traffic laws. But you can't have the PlayStation 5. Sorry. Well, now, because of the backlash over that, the Hornets say we're going to do more than make it right. We're going to, you know, give him PlayStation 5 plus a bunch of games and a VIP experience in a future game.
In what world do you give a kid something as Santa Claus and take it back?
I don't understand the plan of attack here.
That's crazy.
They had it in a box to give to the kid. And they said, you know what? This console's 5 years old, but we're going to give it to you. Oh, never mind. I don't understand it. I don't get it.
What is the thought process here, people?
Hopefully somebody got fired just before Christmas.
I hope so.
Because
they deserve,
like,
to be fired.
Who on your staff thought this was a good move?
Here.
The optics of this will look great for us, right?
Then take it back.
Continuing on the line of video games, the Nintendo Switch, at least in the US, has surpassed PlayStation 2 sales. In America.
Seriously, I didn't think Switch was that popular.
That is a console that you have purchased for the library.
I've purchased quite a few consoles for the library and given them away and didn't take them back.
You didn't say we're going to have a giveaway. Nope. We got to do the giveaway again. We got to look like we're doing more giveaways over here.
Yeah.
That's kind of messed up, isn't it?
Pretty messed up. I hadn't heard that one.
Well, you hadn't?
Nope.
So we also have some interesting crypto news, okay?
Crypto that you can't get, oh.
So remember Hawktua Girl had the Hawktua coin?
Yeah.
And they sold all their shares, and it cost a lot of people a lot of money, but they may have ran off with $60 million. She did a live chat thereafter talking about the kind of trouble with this, and she said something to the tune of, hey, y'all, I don't want to interrupt nothing, but I'm kind of tired, so I'm just going to go back to bed. I'll see you guys tomorrow. And then disappeared.
Seriously?
That was not a bad impression of her. But she has not been seen for 2 weeks, and now there's a lawsuit. She may be named in it. I'm not totally sure.
She gone missing?
I don't get paid to investigate this sort of stuff. People are saying, did she unalive herself? Like, what happened here? Where is she? What's going on? Nobody's seen Haley.
Maybe she went to Canada.
The thinking is that she realized her 15 minutes were coming to an end. Time to make like one grand heist and then leave.
Probably.
Done legit, she still could have made a lot of dough on this, right? But people are like, where is she? Where's, you know, now there's a lawsuit. What's going to happen? Something's got to surface.
You got to find her first.
So she had, they call that a meme coin, okay? Like, it's just for fun. You can buy and trade this. There's no real utility to it. It doesn't mean much of anything.
Doesn't
whatever.
Cost anything.
A boomer, actually he's 54, but he looks like a boomer. A boomer, but recent YouTuber who is really into
a boomer's old person, right?
You're a boomer.
No, I barely
oh, you
the
are
cutoff.
No, you're a boomer.
I'm a baby boomer.
Yes. But you look younger than this guy, okay?
Barely boomer.
So this guy, he has a YouTube channel and he's all about silver and gold. You gotta hold that silver and gold. That's the only stuff that really means anything.
I like silver and gold.
Crypto stuff is garbage. It's no good. In fact, it's unicorn fart dust, as he calls it. So he started a meme coin called unicorn fart dust.
Now, I need a meme coin. What could mine be?
I don't know.
Oh, I do.
Oh, what is it?
What do I say?
You say a lot of stuff.
Can't remember now.
Doofwad?
Yeah, doofwad coin.
You keep calling me a doofwad.
Doofwad.
So this guy started this unicorn fart dust coin, and he wanted to prove that crypto's a fad. It's no good. I started this coin, whatever, and it took off. All right. So by the time I heard about it, it was about a day old.
Were you trying to buy unicorn fart dust?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. I'm glad you didn't tell me that.
I tried to buy like
brother.
600 unicorn fart dusts for about, I don't know how much, but it was like 6 cents a piece.
Don't
okay?
put your money in that crap.
I tried. It's dust. But,
no, I thought it was fart dust.
Well, so I tried. I went to the thing where this is.
Oh,
and
I'm glad you didn't get it.
None of the stuff went through. I told Dad about it and stuff. I'm like, okay, it's heading up. You know, it's like 7 cents now, whatever. We missed the boat on this. Next day, it's worth 25 cents.
And now it's worth nothing.
Well, now it's worth about 10. My plan was to get out at 25 cents. I thought that was the sweet spot. And really, that seems to be what everybody else was thinking. So could have like quadrupled money real quick. There were people who were putting in like $1 million.
Oh, well.
And then you could theoretically make pretty big dough on this. That's all about the memes. I figured the guy's not popular enough. It's not the Doge thing with Elon, which has some staying power, which did take a hit recently.
What did Brady have?
Brady didn't have a coin. He went to the company FTX and was like spokesperson for them. And
but he lost have, money on
may
it,
have
right?
put some money in them too. And they had a coin that they were like issuing to people, taking people's account money and using it to buff up their coin. It was like not above the board, all right? It was not a good look.
Hey, you know that
let me open my liquid
sports
death,
jacket
not
you
sponsored.
Tried on this week?
Yeah.
The Boss one?
Yeah.
I saw it on TV on it wasn't Good Morning America this morning. It was the one with Al Roker on it. What's is that?
Al Roker was not wearing that.
No, but a young guy, correspondent that had a bunch of statistics about the holidays was wearing it about your age. Well, he's probably younger than you, actually. But it looked cute. Had that little white little handkerchief thing
it's
in
a
it.
Faux handkerchief. Really. Yeah. Yeah.
And he had it on with dark khaki
pants. I'm upset
pants.
That
nice.
One. Okay, so we went to Dillard's to fit me with a suit.
Because you got a custom-made suit.
I have
suit.
To wear a suit to do stand-up, according to you, okay?
No, I think you need a nice one just in case the opportunity arises.
So, I got a custom-made suit ordered at Dillard's, but I really liked the way that jacket looked and fit on me.
Well, why don't you buy it with your money instead of a weird coin?
Well, unfortunately, it was only a sport jacket. So there's like no complete ensemble for it.
But you can buy, you can wear different pants with
the
it.
The custom
even
jacket
jeans.
We've got ordered is, I think, in a similar vein of sorts, right?
Yeah, something. You could probably wear it with different bottoms too.
Yeah. So that'll be exciting to see. It's got my name inside of it.
What in case, color of lining in case I did get, you pick?
Well, it was sort of a pattern. It had like a brown goldish pattern inside. And there
I'll
was
be
also,
surprised I didn't look.
There was a gold type color, you know, not gold leaf, but gold like color, like between yellow and orange type gold. Also in the lining, and that's the way my name's written on it. So
that'll look really good.
We'll see how that looks. I also got some shoes. They were about at least $40 more than if we went to the Cole Haan website.
Oh well,
because you know you get these boomers in a store, and you can take their money.
Yep.
They don't pull
like
up their
to, we like
phone.
To see
they don't
things.
Cross
we
shop.
Like to touch things. We don't research things. We just buy things.
Yeah, so we went there Monday, and the mall was pretty busy.
For a Monday before Christmas.
It's
well,
not...
actually, it's the it's two this, Mondays before
this
Christmas.
This weekend is going to be pretty busy mall day.
Yeah, next Monday's going to be bad, probably.
I think, though, that I was surprised by how busy it was.
Me too.
It looked like a pretty healthy mall. I know some people, they've
Our
got one
doing pretty good.
Quite a few people have like, oh, we had two malls and one of them was dead and now it's gone. But the other one's thriving, you know?
Well, you
end
think
up with one that's thriving.
Most towns get elite support. Most cities
did
probably
you see,
can just support one good mall.
Did you see much in the way of empty stores? Because I didn't.
No.
There have been times I've seen empty stores there. Now not so much. Looks people good. Say that Shields is bringing a lot of people to the mall.
Yeah, well, the Shields is huge in our mall.
It's like a giant Dick's Sporting Goods, right? But they also have toys and Lego contraption.
All kinds of clothes. It's quite the business.
Quite the business?
Yeah.
All right, well, I think it is time for a game.
Goodness, let me get my paper so I can keep score.
Oh, this isn't one where you're going to keep score. It's...
I have to tell. Oh, Mom. I'm so good at this.
All right, Mom. So, now I know that this is a movie that you've seen. This comes as a request from your husband. So I think you know what this is going to be.
Oh, great.
Could you please describe to me Quest for Fire? Please explain that.
Okay. That's hilarious. Well, it takes that place back...
Like a few years ago?
Well, like caveman days, but it's back before they discovered fire. So I don't know. Are they Nathander? balls?
They discovered fire, but maybe they had trouble making fire.
Oh, they had fire, but they didn't know how to make it. They'd found fire. Probably lightning or something.
How'd they lose the fire?
Another species attacked them.
And then they lost the fire?
I think so.
So then what is their goal?
Well, they want to get fire, and then they end up meeting a more advanced tribe of, I guess they're Neanderthals. How do you say that? I can't say that right. And anyway, they meet them and they learn a lot from them, and they learn how to make fire, which is a major thing. It's right up there with making steel, you know.
All right. Did they meet any cool animals along this journey?
I can't remember.
They didn't get chased by anything or befriend anything?
Well, they probably... Oh, yeah. There were... what were those big elephant things? I can't remember what they're called.
Woolly?
Mammoths. Yeah, there were some woolly mammoths in there, wasn't there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then... I don't know. Your dad really thinks it's an awesome movie, and I'm not real thrilled. But the joke is that... When you used to have to go rent videos, I said, okay, so let's go. We said, okay, let's go rent a good video for tonight. Oh, that sounds good. Okay, you pick something good. And he says, okay, and he comes back. I said, what'd you pick? And he said, Quest for Fire. And I said, oh, great. So I don't think is that, I mean, I don't really, that's not my kind of movie, but I've watched it with him. But he thinks it's just awesome.
Movies.
Bye, Mom.
Pretty simple story to explain, really, on that one, you know?
Yeah.
They were on a quest for fire. They got their fire.
Basically, and they discovered other more advanced people.
Yeah, but we kind of didn't mention, you know, saber-toothed cat chasing them up a tree or getting attacked by a cave bear.
Oh, I forgot about being up there. Was there woolly mammoths, too? There was.
Yeah.
I remember them fighting.
The woolly mammoth, they gave them some weeds or something, and then that were straw. And they and then they chased off the other cave people.
You know, your father studied, like, anthropology. Is that what that is? In college. That's what he wanted to study. So your dad's really into that stuff.
I thought it was more of a paleontologist thing.
I don't know. Paleontologist. That was his thing. And at the University of OU, they have a really neat museum there. It used to be a little tiny museum that had all kinds of stuff stored, and you could only see a little of it. Like when I was a young girl, I went there in Girl Scouts.
Actually, I'm trying to recall
stuff.
Here. Is it archaeologist? Is that only a certain period of people? Like, will that cover before they can build architect stuff?
I have no idea. Look it up. Anyway, now the Natural History Museum, I believe at OU, University of OU, is really awesome. It's
paleontologists study of fossils. So caveman stuff, I guess, could be fossilized too. It's almost like it kind of fits
it
in there.
It is fossilized.
In a way. But that's usually what you say for dinosaur people. Right.
So anyway, your father enjoys that kind of thing. So.
All right. Well, I guess you got some kind of quiz for me, right?
Oh, I have a quote for you.
Oh, actually, you know what? I have one other thing I want to tell you about.
What?
So we know that there was another school shooter, and this time it was a girl.
Is this our first female?
No. We had a gal in Nashville area, I think, a year ago at the church Sunday school thing. Remember?
No, I don't. That's
oh, yeah. It was a bad one. Okay. It was a bad one. Well, this girl, she was wearing a KMFDM shirt in one of her pictures. And they haven't been showing that online, but this is the same shirt, really, as one of the Columbine shooters. And they're a German band from the 80s and 90s. And they had a pretty cool song from the summer of 95 that I want to play for you.
Okay.
So now KMFDM translates, it's broken German. It's like no pity for the majority.
Oh.
It doesn't really make any sense, but... this is kind of like their main song right here, okay? It's called Juke Joint Jezebel, all right? And you let me know what you think of this. This was in Bad Boys and the Mortal Kombat movie.
Okay.
And just heard it around everywhere, it seemed like, during the summer. You've heard this before, haven't you?
I don't remember it.
Grandma liked this song. Because I had the Mortal Kombat soundtrack on cassette, and we jammed to this when you weren't home.
When I wasn't home.
Yeah. Also, it's in Bad Boys, which she said was her favorite movie.
Your grandma is awesome. Sounds like the 90s.
Well, this is a bit of a longer version of it, so it's a little bit different, but you hadn't heard this before.
I don't remember it. I was working a lot of long hours being a mom at that time.
It kind of sucks to be the band that a group, an undesirable group latches onto in the way. Like, yeah. Hey, it's the school shooter band.
That's too bad. Yeah, okay, you want your quote?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I don't want enemies. I want friends, and I want them in all shapes, sizes, and colors, and loving whoever they want
to. This is not a guy.
Yes, it is.
Wow. Ooh.
Quote after me. I like this quote.
Okay, look. This is from somebody's stand-up act?
Yep. Yep.
Say it again.
I don't want enemies. I want friends, and I want them in all shapes, sizes, and colors, and loving whoever they want to.
George Carlin?
Nope.
Bill Hicks?
No.
You don't know who that is.
This guy's popular.
So he's alive?
Yes.
Is he my age? Is he younger than me? What are we talking about over here? He's alive. And
he has a different shade of skin than you do.
Oh. And he's popular.
Very popular.
Would it be Jamie Foxx?
Nope. Kevin Hart.
You said he was popular.
Kevin Hart is popular.
This is why he's not funny. Like, what is this?
Get out of here.
Oh, my goodness sake.
Little Kev is what they call him. At least I got the right person this time. Bye-bye now.
Hey, so is this going to be like the last pod of the year, or what are we doing there?
Oh, I think we have time for one more pod.
You think there's time to pod?
Yeah, one more.
A time to pod, a time
to everything, turn.
Subscribe, yeah.